It's such a pleasure to welcome back an old friend to WBJC, J. Riley Lewis, who has actually not been on the air with us for a while, although very much his organization has, Cathedral Choral Society. He's been their music director since the 1980s. It's lovely to welcome you back, Riley. Thanks so much for coming in.
Well, thank you, Judith. It's great to be here.
And so an all celebration for Vivaldi and the centerpiece of it, the Vivaldi Gloria. And it's interesting to me how we refer to it as the Vivaldi Gloria, even though he wrote many others. This one has really floated to the top as the most famous, not only of his, but actually of so many. And so what is it about his Gloria in particular that just makes it so exceptional?
And yeah, I think the Gloria, I don't think there's any more iconic motive than bottom, bum, bum, bottom, bum, bum, bum. And you just hear that and you know right away what the piece is. It's a piece that is in its 10 movements, has a lot of variety, a lot of contrast, but it's also a piece that's accessible. And that's a word I don't like to use a lot because it almost sounds condescending, but not at all, because really there is just such life and such ebulliency within this piece. And also, I know Vivaldi is somewhat of a household word, especially with the seasons and things of this sort. But what I find fascinating, even in this day and age, that we are finding new discoveries recently of his music, so much of which was believed to be lost even in the mid-20th century. So I'm very excited to be balancing the Vivaldi with some of his solo motets, and particularly with a newer setting of the Dixit Dominus, one of the Vesper Psalms. So it's got something for everyone.
So won't you then just run us through the rest of the program? Because, I mean, it's this feast of Vivaldi, and yet it's very varied.
Well, we're opening with a concerto. The concerto is actually designated for two trumpets, but with Vivaldi, and in fact in the Gloria, and with Baroque instruments, this is another fascinating aspect of this, because the two hats that I wear as music director of the Cathedral Choral Society and founding music director of the Washington Bach Consort, we're going to have this wonderful family affair. We're going to have the orchestra from the Bach Consort playing on period instruments and soloists from the Bach Consort with the Cathedral Choral Society. And one of the interesting things about these Baroque instruments is how beautifully they blend. You wouldn't necessarily think of the modern orchestra that a trumpet and an oboe is a fair duel. But in Vivaldi, they blend so beautifully that even though it's a concerto for two trumpets, we're doing it with one trumpet and one oboe. And what's happening with this collaboration with the Bach Consort and the Choral Society, we're doing it at what we call old pitch. So it's a half a step lower for those people who are really looking forward to hearing D major in glorious 440 or higher. But also it's the stylistic nuances that really do come forth, I think, with this interplay between these instruments and their sense of rhetoric and the larger chorus.
It's such a pleasure to speak with J. Riley Lewis, the longtime music director of the Cathedral Choral Society. He's also the founder and music director of the Washington Bach Consort. And unusually, these two are coming together. That doesn't happen often, so it's something certainly not to be missed. This is an event called Vivaldi Gloria. It is his great Gloria, but also much besides. And this will be on Sunday, February the 21st at 4 p.m. at the Washington National Cathedral. More information is at cathedralchoralsociety.org. Riley, thank you so much. Great to see you again.
Thanks. Likewise.